go
yes.
to number 10, right? Administrative rules review with John.
Yep, the administrative rules package. I'll turn over to John Kotelnik, and he'll take the lead on that, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you, Tom.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair. John Kotelnik, staff attorney for Game Fish and Parks. So this is kind of becoming a reoccurring theme for you guys. So this is the last packet that you guys will be considering for amendments to these rules as far as just reducing redundancy, increasing transparency, improving consistency. Again, just as a quick reminder, this came back from a bill that was dropped the previous legislative session that asked us to do this. And we worked with the legislator and said, we don't need a bill to tell us to do this. We're going to go ahead and do it ourselves. So between myself and Andy Albin, who's been outstanding, we've gone through literally every single rule and looked at whether it was necessary, whether it can be reduced in language, make it clear, all those things that just, you know, kind of just language cleanup. And I'm happy to say that this is the last of those rules. It's been a long process. And the chapters that you have in front of you are 4108, which is dealing with, fur bearer seasons. You have 4109, which deals with special permits and licenses, and 4110, special management categories. So without having to go through what all the nitty-gritty details we did, there were no substantial changes. Again, all Andy Albin and I were looking for were ways that we can make the language more concise and user-friendly. I will note that we did not touch Chapter 4113. That is the park concession leases. I know that we've had some lengthy conversations with the commissioners and internally with our staff about what direction we want to go with those rules. So Andy and I felt it best just to wait until those conversations are had, and we will fix that whole chapter when the time is right. So, Mr. Chair, that being said, I'd be happy to take any questions about the process or what we're looking for. Otherwise, I would entertain a motion for – I'd probably need three separate motions for 4108, 4109, and 4110. Sorry, and that's on page, I should have told you that, you know, starting on page 299 of your packet.
Thank you, John. Do we have a motion to approve the proposed changes to 4108?
Boyd moves.
Me second.
Whitmire second.
Right, any discussion, comments, questions? Not Rachel, will you call the roll, please?
Speed?
Aye.
Boyd?
Aye.
Locken?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
I probably need three separate motions.
Sharp?
Aye.
Spring?
Aye.
Whitmire?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
All in favor, motion carries.
All right, then we move to 4109. Do we have a motion to approve that?
Sharp moves.
Boyd seconds.
Any discussion, questions, comments? Not Rachel, will you call the roll again, please?
East?
Aye.
Boyd?
Aye.
Locken?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Sharp?
Aye.
Spring?
Aye.
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
All in favor, motion carries.
All right, that takes us to 4110. We have a motion to approve that proposal.
East moves.
Boyd seconds.
Any discussion? If not, Rachel, please call the roll again. Thank you.
East?
Aye.
Boyd?
Aye.
Locken?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Sharp?
Aye.
Spring?
Aye.
Whitmire?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
All in favor, motion carries.
Okay, thank you. We